In a world of digital card apps, one man...
There's actually two of them.
Two men.
And sometimes a guest.
Two men and sometimes a guest will guide us on a journey there and back again.
No one's traveling. It's a podcast.
The Digital Cross-Trading Podcast. And now, the hosts of the DXT Podcast, Aaron Vine and Mark Brunetti.
Hello, everybody. It's the DXT Podcast. I'm Aaron Viney 78 on all tops apps, and I guess on Quid too. And I'm procrastinating underscore com on Upper Deck EPAC.
Well, hey, Aaron, this is Mark. I am Drake Iago on the tops apps, and this is our summer spectacular. It seems during the summer, literally, we used to just. Well, A, Star Wars seems to not do anything during the summer, and I'm usually doing a bunch of stuff. So, just finished my nice big 3-week tour of Central Europe.
Very nice.
That was fantastic. It was a Viking cruise. It was very good. Down the Rhine, the Danube. We could probably talk about that at some point. Then just finished going to Disney last weekend because one of my daughters graduated from nursing school to become a nurse practitioner, and another one graduated high school. So, high school. Wow.
Congratulations. That's crazy.
Yeah exactly. Now, and she started her first, post high school job, yesterday. So, And then I'm also running a giant migration of data for this company that I'm working for with multiple people on a call. So let's try to fit in a good discussion about what there is to talk about, right?
Let's do it. And it sounds like you have your hands full with a lot of great things, luckily. So that's good news. Let's talk about some Ahsoka, because I've been I saw three previews of Ahsoka at this point. Have you seen three Ahsoka previews?
It's a good chance. So I saw the early ones.
Right.
What I have not, I don't think, seen directly, because I literally, and I can't believe I haven't done this, but at this point, I think I'm almost I really don't want to see any more of Ahsoka. I'd like to just be surprised by it. But yeah. I did not really see much of that one where it shows the Inquisitor type guys, or the Dark Jedi, or whatever Jedi we want to call them.
Right.
Messing them Republic troopers up. I didn't really see that one. It looks cool, but I haven't actually seen that review. Is that one pretty good?
I think I'm thinking the same thing. I mean, all three of them are really good, but I mean, there's some big things that I guess let's just start with the big thing that I'm seeing from these previews.
Tell me what excites you, man. Tell me what excites you.
Like, Sabine is being trained to be a Jedi.
She's definitely, in some of the early stuff they showed, she was holding a lightsaber and stuff, but you're saying these previews really showed us Sabine's going to be a Jedi type character.
The third preview, they're kind of alluding to that Ahsoka was training her.
Interesting. That's really cool. My first thoughts would be, have they given any hints that she has force powers?
They haven't shown anything yet other than her using lightsaber.
Okay. So I'm curious, what would be your opinions if she was trained in the Jedi arts, combat arts, but wasn't force sensitive?
I still think that would be cool.
I think it would be cool too.
She'd be the first Mandalorian Jedi combo.
Not really. I mean, maybe in modern history, right? But Tar Vizsla, the one who wielded the Darksaber, was a Mandalorian Jedi. But that was, you know, 1,000 years ago, right? So
but he didn't do. He had a Darksaber, not a lightsaber.
You're right. That changes everything. Anything else that's jumping out at you? First of all, I think that that's really cool. I think that the whole Sabine thing, I think, could be a terribly awesome, you know, character that we like start really rooting on, right? Mm-hmm. This show, right? And I really want to, you know, I predict there's going to be some idiots who are going to say something like, and I really hope you're not, because it's a perfect example of these characters we know, and we know these characters have a big thing to do, you know, a big part of the story. So there should not be really any real complaints that this show is going to be very female centric, right? And that all the main male characters, at least from the previews, are either bad guys. You know, you got that dark Jedi dude, who unfortunately, you know, that actor passed away, right?
I know, right? I heard, okay. Yeah.
All right, I like that guy. I like him from Thor and other stuff he's been in. Thrawn, of course, and then probably Ezra is going to be like sort of like not really. I don't predict if we get more than like two episodes with Ezra in it, like actual Ezra in it, I will be surprised.
Right.
In this season.
I will be too. I don't think that I could see like Ezra being like at the end of season one. But with that being said, I mean, like, you know, if Thrawn's back, I mean, Ezra can't be that far behind.
You know, that is an interesting thing, and I really do hope they come up with a plausible. It's, you know, it's expectations, right? With the end of Rebels, we expected that the big part that was really strange about the end of Rebels, right, was the fact that Ezra and Thrawn were together when they launched into the Nether Regions, right? The Nether Regions. And it was Ezra, a bunch of whales, and probably 100,000 Imperials, right? Because I think they grabbed like 3 Star Destroyers and took them away, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah.
So how does that work? I think the only possible way that works, right, and it's been this many years, right, is the point is I don't want to think too hard on it, because if I think too hard on it, I'm already feeling like my history with Disney is that if I think hard on it, I've already thought more about it than they have, right? And yeah. You know, and they could say, they could do a little flashback that shows that pretty much after they get to wherever they go, Ezra's put in chains, but he quickly escapes because there's some people, the good people in the unknown regions who are fighting against Thrawn, and he's been now separated from Thrawn for 15 years, right?
Mm.
But that's an easy, cheap, lazy way of doing it, right?
Yeah, I mean, he could also still be in chains in Thrawn the Star Destroyer.
Okay, that is another option, right? That makes a little more sense. How has he changed from being in chains so long? Is he a guy that at first we don't really understand, like, really where his motivations are? Maybe we think there's a chance he is, dark, right? There's really cool things they can do there. Now, there's a character that I don't think they've shown yet, right, that and I don't know if you're aware of this, but Thrawn has like a Thrawn has like this guy that's like has a mask on, like a metal mask, kind of like you remember Destro from G.I. Joe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a character, can't remember his name, Epoch or Enoch or something like that. I think Enoch, right? That is like sort of like his bodyguard, something like that. Maybe his enforcer. Okay. And he's supposed to be a Billy Bad Butt. Okay. Now, I know I'm not even sure they've even shown him on any of the previews yet, but this guy wouldn't, you know, to me, if they really want to be kosher, right? If they really want to be cool, that guy could be like pretty much bad butt and like causing trouble for everybody. And at the end, you find out it's Ezra, right? Mm. There's so many there's so many cool things they could do with this, right? I just hope they don't do what I just saw on Secret Invasion or on Kenobi or on really any of these shows where they take these absolutely fantastic possibilities of some really cool stuff and lazy out on it. So you don't think my guess is you're not thinking that is right because you're seeing these previews and you're kind of getting really excited. Is that a good summary?
So the previews look awesome. It doesn't necessarily mean that they won't crap out on ideas. I mean, like, listen, you know, episode one's preview looked freaking crazy fantastic, and then the movie didn't turn out to be so great. So it's possible that they still couldn't lay a stinker on it. But, you know, just some of the threads that are in there are pretty interesting. You know, definitely with Sabine. We see a little bit of some Hera, and we see also Mon Mothma, which, you know, I happen to... I've after watching Andor... You know, I'm really warming up to this Genevieve O'Reilly actress.
Yeah.
I think she does a great job. So it was nice to see her. And also, on the last preview, there was a quick shot of Anakin Skywalker in it.
Wow, thanks. Thanks for spoiling that. Kidding. No, that's great. What, you know, talking about Genevieve O'Reilly, right? You know, I mean, say what you will about Andor. I mean, there's still a lot of people that really like use Andor almost as like a meme, right? Of that show. But I mean, they made so many good decisions. You know, giving this whole thing about that she is literally like dealing with a family that. She can't even be truthful with her husband. She's keeping things from him. Her daughter, who knows what they're going to talk about here, but it looks like her daughter is like fully like indoctrinating, right? A little bit, right?
Yeah.
It really creates just a depth to her situation that the power and the calmness that she, you know, that she shows as a leader will really come up to me is really comes across really cool. So I'm looking forward to what part she's got in it. There's another did they show anything about Jason Syndulla? Supposedly
I didn't see any, at least not that I recognize.
So I think there is a Lego set that got leaked that's like Ahsoka based and he doesn't have green hair. Right.
Yeah.
Like he had in the Rebels finale. Right. So, but that makes me think they're probably going to have him in the show too. Right.
Right.
So, and he could be another person that needs to be trained or whatever. Right. Cause he's, you know, got Kanan's blood in him. Right. So
that's a good point.
Wouldn't it be awesome if all of these cool things are showing up in these previews and he's still not even showing us like half the awesome stuff that's going on. Right.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I hope that there's tons of more awesome stuff. I mean, like, I'm hoping that there's, like, huge battles and stuff like that, and that there's really cool lightsaber battles. I don't know, Ahsoka, and then Ahsoka, like, cuts through the floor in, like, the first preview and, like, lands right inside, like, a building, and that kind of looked like it would be, like, a Jedi temple or something like that. And yes, it looked really interesting to me also. Like I want them to so actually here's one thing. Like in Rebels they did pursue a lot more of like the Force like itself, yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So like if they pursue that in Ahsoka also, I think that would be amazing.
That's asking a lot, but you know, at least one shot from the Empire or the Vanity Fair one shows her facing off against Baylan, who's the big dark Jedi, right? Mm. And it looks like they're in the World Between Worlds room. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, that's
again. That... Wow. Wow, perfect setup for some really interesting stuff, and
yeah,
and let's just hope they aren't treating it like every other Disney Plus and they chicken out, right? They chicken out. Wait. Oh, can't do that in a Disney Plus show.
Oh my God, they totally could do that. They totally can use that. But I'm trying to remember. Didn't that room get like destroyed or something like that? Am I thinking the wrong room?
Let me think. I don't think that, well, number one, even if that room did get destroyed, I don't think that's the only way of getting into the World Between Worlds. Okay? Mm. There's got to be different places and different Jedi temples that provide that nexus point in the Force that allows you to enter that.
Wow.
So,
I think that would be amazing.
So, Acolyte is, I think it's paused now. Strikes.
Yeah, but they are touting the lightsaber battles that will be happening in it.
Yes, yes, and actually, maybe it's not paused. I know Andor season 2 is paused. I don't know whether Acolyte is paused.
Mm.
Yeah, they you know I still have a lot of bad feelings about this show, but they you know. This show has the capability of being one that I'm really tossed on, you know, that I'm really like, yeah. I don't know how I want to feel about it. So, but hey, more content, baby. So it looks like two episodes are going to get released on the 23rd of August. Okay. Of Ahsoka. Okay.
Nice.
So that's getting closer. So I'm excited.
That it is.
Let's see. What else do we know? Star Cruiser, where I went, is closing down in September.
Mm-hmm.
I have opinions. I like the place, but man, it was expensive, and there's just not enough people at that price point to keep a pace like that. Yeah. And the fact, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, dude, but with Iger saying essentially that you heard, right. He said he wants to spend less money on Marvel and Disney. He thinks they saturated. And my opinion is that there was not nearly enough Star Wars, and what Star Wars we did get, most of it was mid. Most of it was not put together very nicely, right?
Yeah, I would say that's what I would agree with that.
Yeah. So that's the problem to me. That's how, and that's not oversaturating. That is called generating apathy because essentially, you take the that excitement that everybody has, and you water it down immediately when people realize these guys are not taking it as serious as we are. So that's unfortunate, and it's a I mean, let's just, Disney has no one to blame but themselves, right? This is not the fault of, this is not the fault of toxic fans. This is not the fault of culture war. This is the fault of them not knowing what the heck they want to do. And them, between them not knowing what they want to do and them wanting to do everything. Them wanting to make Star Wars, them wanting to intentionally try to make Star Wars something that everybody can enjoy. And then pleasing no one, right? not putting out too much Star Wars. I mean, hell, we haven't had a freaking movie in forever, right? So
I know, right?
The Star Wars has not been oversaturated. I don't care what they're saying. Yes, Solo came out right after Last Jedi.
Still saying that Solo is an awesome movie. Yeah. Still a fan of Solo.
Still a fan of Solo. And speaking of fan of Solo, you may get your boy. Did you hear the end of just yesterday?
No, what happened? What is Alden Ehrenreich is coming back?
Well, you know that, name. I can't believe I even have this much stuff to talk about. Literally, I have not been paying attention to anything for the last couple of weeks, but somehow I've heard more stuff than you.
I saw the previews at least.
So you'll remember in that big announcement where Kathleen started promising every freaking show under the sun, she did mention a Lando series that was being being written by this guy named Justin Simien. Okay. And it sat on the shelf for a while. No one talked about it. And she said things like, well, you have to ask, I can't remember the kid's name, but the guy who's Lando, right? That guy.
Right. I remember. Yeah,
him. Right. And he's like, hey, I got a lot of stuff going on. We're trying to make it work. Well, now they just announced that, the guy who plays Lando, I cannot believe I forgot his name, and his brother are going to now write this Lando series, and it is moving forward. And according to the social media, that this guy, Justin Simien, mm-hmm. he was not told by Lucasfilm that he was not going to be, that they weren't going to pick up him as a writer on the show. So wow. They announce his name. And then they end up having Lando.
Yeah, his name's Donald Glover.
Glover, there you go. thank you so much, sir.
Accuracy. I mean,
Glover's a genius. All right, Glover's a genius, okay? The guy knows what the freak he's doing. So I'm happy with him being the writer, him and his brother writing this thing, okay? Can you just like, I mean, just the number of, I mean, to me, Lucasfilm continually looks like a bunch of people that don't know what the freak they're doing. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you, if it's even remotely like that, right? If it's even remotely like that, where they really didn't talk to Simien for a while. And they just basically started talking with Glover, and then they decided, all right, Glover, so you guys are going to take these initial thoughts that maybe Simien came up with or what we want to do, and you're going to run with it, and this is the deal, right? And maybe it wasn't Lucasfilm. Maybe it was Glover. Maybe Glover wanted to run this thing, right? Maybe he wanted more control over it, and he wanted him and his brother, right? I don't know what the story is, right? But you as an organization, a professional organization, you know, it just smells bad when – You do that to people. So, I mean, heck with the strikes. You know there's a strike right now, right?
I do know that. But where's the part that you're telling me that there's going to be Han Solo and Calrissian?
There is no news on that other than I think people are now saying that, hey, if this really is going to go forward, it makes sense that it would make sense that Alden Ehrenreich maybe has a cameo or something in it. So...
A cameo.
Oh, I would hope more than that, sure, but think about it, Aaron. There's no way. Maybe there is. I don't know. In this day and age, you might be right. The show could be called Lando, and Han Solo could be like a recurring character on it, and they could still call the show Lando, right? Because honestly, out of Donald Glover and Alden Ehrenreich, Donald Glover is the draw, right? So I guess that makes sense. It could be like that, but that would be really odd, would it not? So
I don't know. All I know is that at the end of Solo, they're talking about going to work for Jabba the Hutt, and that would have been really awesome to watch them working for Jabba the Hutt.
I don't see what it could have gone with that.
Oh my God! Can you imagine?
They already proved that he's like a good guy, right? I mean, the only thing he did that was bad guy was shooting Woody Harrelson, right?
Right.
And so where do you go from there, right? Honestly, Han as a character is more cynical and more not a straight up hero in New Hope, right?
Right. Now,
obviously, he can get jaded, right? Because I think at this point, I think you would quantify the Alden Ehrenreich Han Solo as a nicer guy, right?
Totally. And you could keep seeing all the crap that happens to Han Solo that makes him more jaded.
Yes. No, you're right. You're right. They could do that. But really, yeah, I don't know. I guess I would have hoped that would be what Solo did, but... Right, I would have hoped that's what Solo did. Solo takes this young guy who's like really just fighting for freedom and never had anybody really take care of him and has always been on his own. And some things happened to him. And I guess you could say things did happen to him, right? His gal pal ends up being like this evil lady or like whatever, assassin, right? She's working for Darth Maul, all types of stuff, right? So, I think you'd get too excited if you expect anything out of Han Solo in this show, other than maybe a cameo.
I want a second Solo movie.
Yeah, well, you're not getting that, dude. They might not even make the idiot movies that they already said they're gonna make. So
never gonna get it.
All right, anyway, so. And we're gonna get it. All right. So anyway, gonna get it. But so what else is going on? I mean that's about it really right now. Oh
yeah, that's it right now.
Our app, Star Wars Card Trader. Did you see the cool vintage 77 new series or new set of cards that come out? My thoughts on this are very. I'm like,
yeah, I love that we're talking about Star Wars Card Trader. This is, like, amazing.
I'm thinking of, it's a long-term set that you can just kind of collect at your leisure. Mm-hmm. And I might try to do that. I mean, I'm probably not going to trade for it, right? I might trade for some.
Right. But, so this is a moment. This is a big moment here.
It's a big moment that might turn into a no moment, right? I mean, I might not ever get into the app. I mean, I'm so busy with stuff, and literally, Star Wars is... It's clinging on by it's in my like in the room I have for like thought and like you know wonder.
Yeah,
it's it's competing. It's losing sometimes to other things.
No, listen, I could totally understand. Last night I finally get to sit my ass down, and my daughter comes downstairs and says, "Can you come and kill a bug?" And like I'm like finally just getting to sit down.
Yeah, so then you turn and say you say okay, and then you act like a TIE bomber dropping proton bombs on an asteroid that has the bug, right? So you could make that into a whole Star Wars thing, right?
I could
space bug, and you're the
Should just eat the bug.
Oh, you could do that, but no, that makes no sense.
If I was a space
TIE bomber, didn't eat the space slug. Goof.
But no, but the space slug, if it's there, would eat the bug.
Yes, that's true. um, Let me throw a little thing out at you. Are you aware? I'm just curious about this because I'm just worried. I'm just curious how the mainstream people. I'm not going to get into this too much because I know a lot of people just roll their eyes. But are you aware at all of the new stuff going on when it comes to UFOs?
No.
Okay. So, not at all. That's really crazy. So, all I'll say is that a couple months back, a guy that worked for the Air Force and for the National Reconnaissance Office was tasked, I think 2 years ago, he was tasked with working with the UAP Task Force, which is a group that was created by the government to kind of say, hey, we're researching this thing, right? Back in 2017, it was revealed that the government was actually paying attention to UAPs and was really trying to figure out what they were, and that the amount of sightings that military pilots and civilian pilots are having is like absolutely huge. And they started showing video of what Navy pilots were seeing, right? These different phenomenon of things that no way could possibly. And part about it is it almost became routine, right? Like people would, it got to the point where the Navy guys at Norfolk, when they would be going through their flight plans, they would have that part of their briefing would be, well, we have some UAPs sighted around here, so just be aware of this, that kind of stuff, right? It was like an everyday kind of occurrence for months. And might even still be continuing now. So it's getting a lot more prevalent. But anyway, so this guy was tasked by his leader guy to basically start researching government programs that might not be like cataloged and stuff, right? Because of a lot of stuff that came out in 2017. So he whistleblew about 2 months ago. He went to the only legal place he could go, which is the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, and he briefed them for 11 hours on what he has said is a decade long hidden crash retrieval and reverse engineering program that the government is conducting. And they're conducting it in a way where a lot of the money used to do this is being paid out to defense contractors so that the government, the Pentagon, can avoid freedom of information requests because they won't actually have possession of the information, right? All these things they can do legally, right, to obfuscate, right? Mm-hmm. So he went to the Inspector General, and the Inspector General... So you understand what inspector generals are, right? They're like lawyers usually or judges that are essentially put in a position where they are literally a completely independent from like any agency. So like they're really the only real like true like impartial kind of things, and they have the highest clearances. So based on this, Inspector General meeting, and based on this guy's meetings in secret with the Senate and House Intelligence Committees, they just had this big briefing where the House Oversight Committee had him under oath talking about these things. He couldn't give a whole lot of information because everything he knows is technically. He's a whistleblower, but he's not doing it illegally. He's doing everything legally. He can only give this stuff in like, because he doesn't want to lose his job, right? I mean, not job, but he doesn't want to get put in jail, right? So, so not only does the House believe this guy, and they're like saying, well, we want this evidence, and we're gonna have meetings with you here, and they a lot of them know the answers that he gave, but they were kind of doing it for the public forum, right, to get it on the public record. And at the same time, Senator Schumer, the lead Democrat in the Senate, right, Senate Majority Leader, he proposed a bill that is now being voted on. It passed the Senate 2 days ago that establishes a committee of 9 people, some military, some government, some scientist, some doctor, that kind of thing, right? That is going to be in charge of, and their job is to come up with a UAP disclosure campaign plan. Disclosure campaign plan. So they're going to be in charge of taking everything the government knows and determining what the public can see and start enacting a plan to get it out there.
Wow.
Okay. And they were the people that were briefed by this guy in closed sessions. So you throw all this information together. This guy actually said under oath that he has the names of the people and the locations of the UAP stuff. It's already been given to the Inspector General. And he can give it to the House, folks in a closed session where they have crash results and biologics, non-human intelligence biologics. So throw all that stuff together, and literally every UFO kooky nut and now maybe some mainstream people are actually starting to go, what's going on here? The government is really under the auspices of oversight, right? Because essentially, if anything of this is going on, the Congress is basically saying, listen, UAPs are something that is a threat to, you know, they can say threat to national security, right? Because they completely outclass anything we have, right? So it's a national security issue. And the government doesn't know about it. The Congress doesn't know about it, right? So they're looking at it from that tact. And then the Senate is passing a bill that says, hey, we're creating this committee. And the other main part of the bill is that they said, any UAP data or property owned by private company can be determined to be, what's that term? Eminent domain, meaning the government is claiming it and saying it needs to be brought under government control. So why would they come up with a law that is now being passed in the Senate, and the Senate Majority Leader, who's never talked about UAPs before ever, is on the charge, asking this bipartisan support with Rubio too, and they're doing this, going this through, and pushing this through Senate. They would never do that if there was nothing to do. Why would they come up with that law if there was nothing to get?
Well, I guess we'll be learning about some aliens soon.
Right. So anyway, so that's been taking my whatever attention that I'm not dedicating toward work and going on trips is been paying attention to this thing. So
yeah,
it'd be nice to see Ahsoka and get me get all excited about what Ahsoka's going to do. But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe a year from now, I won't give a crap what Ahsoka's doing.
Yeah, right? Because there'll be little green men that are like,
oh yeah,
right. With us,
guys, little green men. See, you're the part of the problem, sir. You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
Take me to your leader.
Exactly. So, anyway, look it up. It's all over the internet now.
I totally will. I'm interested in this.
Yeah. So, I figured you were. So, anyway, so that's pretty interesting stuff. So overall, I just think things are really kind of kooky. Yeah, that's about it. What else do you want to talk about?
That's about it. I got to go.
All right. Well, hey, I heard you're celebrating a nice day of an anniversary with your wife, and
yeah.
I want you to have an awesome time. Enjoy
time
with family and stay out of the heat.
Oh my God. Yeah. No,
I'll just let you know. I've never ever seen a summer like this. Texas is hot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's no joke. But to start from mid-June to now end of July, and I think we've had this entire, every single day since mid-June to now has been 95 and above, and most of them have been 100.
Wow.
That's
well, nuts. we got to plant more trees, and we got to use less gasoline.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the part that's kind of depressing, right, is that even if this country does do that, which honestly, I really do think our country is one of the more, we may have a lot of people denying the existence of this problem, right? But we definitely have a lot of people thinking about it. And there are large, very large countries out there that are growing that, even if the U.S. were to get zero emissions, right, literally, it might not make a difference, right? So, right. That's definitely it. Now, hey, enjoy your summer.
Thank you.
Enjoy some time.
And
I am super excited for Ahsoka, and I really hope it turns into just, there's really zero reason for them to hold back and make it any less than it can be. Do you agree?
Oh, totally. I mean, they should do an awesome job.
The only reason why they would not is if they really are not self-aware of what's going on with their IP, right? And I'd hate to think that Lucasfilm is seriously really not really realizing that whatever they think they've been doing, right, they got to adjust it, right? They have got to start coming out, like, capturing our passion and our imagination again. And Ahsoka has so much capability of just telling a really cool, out there, different, pushing the boundaries story. I just hope Dave does it.
Yeah, I mean, it could also be a starting point for something, because they are having some additional Jedi people that may play additional roles.
I'm totally fine with that if it is. But the only problem with that language you're using right there, okay, is it gives them the thought that we have an idea of what we want to do with this stuff, but we don't want to divulge too much. We want to only tell what we need to keep people's interest for the rest of this, and then they just kick the can down the road, right? I would rather them go into this going, listen, if this turns into new stories, fantastic, but we're able to tell a complete story.
Yes, okay? And that's what they should do, and I'm not suggesting that they should hold anything back. You know,
you aren't, but people that think like that, from a industry perspective, that's what they think about, right? This is a great idea, but ooh, let's not bust everything in one shot, right? Let's, you know, et cetera, right? So they just need to be more aggressive and just get out there and don't cut it back. So, come on, Ahsoka. Don't cut it back.
Yes.
I want to see a great story.
Yes, right. Give us everything you got.
Give us everything you got, and then we'll come back, and we'll give you a little time to come up with more, okay? But don't hold anything back.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So
I agree.
Hey, happy July to you.
Thank you.
It stinks that we haven't been able to talk more often. Hopefully, I definitely want to do weekly shows with the Ahsoka stuff, and I'm super excited to just get your thoughts on things. And I'm gonna give Star Wars one more really good chance on this show, and say I'm super excited and I got my popcorn out. So let's flip and go.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's do it.
Right, until next time. Where can they find you, dude?
At DXC Podcast, all day long, all day strong.
Nice. And you can find me at MarkB50K on Twitter. I am on that quite often. Or X. I think it's changing names to X from Twitter. And I might even be on the app. So, take it easy.
Exciting stuff.
Until next time. Ciao. Yes.
TTFN.
Star Wars instead. What do you do? DXT Pop.